This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we're pleased to feature the girls from Lincolnland. They're here today. Leslie Johnson and Tisha Miller from Lincolnland Community College are our guests this week. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott in with you. Our guests this week from Lincolnland Community College, it's Leslie Johnson and Tisha Miller. Ladies, welcome back. It's like, I think it's been like a quarter since you've been back.
It's been a while, Tobin.
It's been a while. And the snow keeps falling and falling.
Yeah, we've been through the polar vortex since the last time we were here.
Well, see, I remember the last time we were here. Certain someone in this room was bragging about how she makes the decision on whether or not college gets called. Or
I was not bragging by any
you
means.
Were too, you had a glow about you.
I dread the early morning phone call and say, how are the roads
see, see,
in
if
your
Uncle
area?
Ralph was here, may he rest in peace, he would probably say that you had a little glow about you, that you had that power.
Next time I get called at 3:30 in the morning, I'm going to call you, Tobin, and say, hey, Tobin,
how are
the roads
listed
in
number.
Hillsboro?
You have no idea.
Oh, I'll get your number. I'll find it. No, we are always on, you know, being cautious about our students getting to Lincolnland.
Have to make sure that phone option on Facebook is out. So my number's not exposed there. But, I mean, anyway, the last time you were here, it was like the calm before the storm, and then 30 inches of snow later.
We're still here, though.
You're back. Mm-hmm. How many snow days did you guys actually call so far? Two?
Actually, where students were in classes, really just one and a half. We closed early last Tuesday, and then we closed last Wednesday. We've only closed one other day for, I think it was January 6th, just because the staff couldn't get there. I couldn't get out of my driveway in Litchfield. No way I was getting to work.
And of course, that process, it's a little more complicated for a college than it is for a typical high school. Because I think most of the high schools around this area have used, close to 10 days already. Mm-hmm. But needless to say, you guys are here, you gals are here, and we are here to talk about Lincolnland and what's going on. And Tisha, it's safe to say planning is already being in place for the summer and fall.
Yes, you're right, Tobin. Our spring class, isn't that a nice word, spring? Those classes just got off to a start. So we are looking ahead to our summer and fall terms, and registration for summer and fall begins April 30th. So that'll be the next time you can sign up for summer and fall classes at Lincolnland. Summer classes will begin June the 9th and fall classes will begin August the 23rd. But the question is, what should you be doing now in order to prepare for the summer and fall classes? And right now we're encouraging our students to go ahead and complete their FAFSA or the federal application for student aid. And their website is fafsa.gov. That is for students to have financing in place for college for summer and fall. That way they don't have to pay their tuition up front. If they qualify for financial aid, they fill it out now, they'll have it done in time to have a hold on their account, and they won't have to pay anything up front as long as they meet the qualifications. So what we're doing at Lincolnland in Litchfield is having one-on-one sessions with Dee Tarter, who is our administrative assistant at Litchfield. She comes to us from the financial aid office in Springfield, so she's very knowledgeable in financial aid. And she's sitting down with students by appointment to help them complete their FAFSAs. So it's a great way to make sure you're filling out your FAFSA correctly and getting all the benefits that you qualify for. We do ask that if you're going to be coming into CD that you bring your 2013 taxes if you have them done. If not, you can estimate your income and she can work with you on doing that. We do ask that you already have a PIN, and you can apply for a PIN at the same place where you file for your FAFSA. That's FAFSA.gov. We also ask that you bring in your asset information, which is, you know, the including the balances of your checking and savings account and your Social Security number. We do have a lot of dependent students at Lincoln Land, so if you are below the age of 24, we ask that you bring in your parents' information as well.
Take a breath now.
Yeah, it's a lot. I know.
A lot of information there. One other thing we need to, as I throw my pen here, one other thing we need to mention is scholarships, and Lincoln Land's got some scholarships available for students who would like to take a shot and maybe get some extra help as they prepare for college. Leslie Tisch?
Yeah. We definitely have lots of scholarships, and the local community has been really great to support those scholarships and support our local students to attend Lincoln Land Community College. We have an application that is online, or students can come to the Litchfield site and pick that up as well. But people can go to www.llccfoundation.org to download that application. And it's a very, very simple application. It asks some demographic questions. It asks questions about what you are intending to major in at Lincoln Land. And it does have, it doesn't really necessarily have an essay, but it wants, we want to learn more about you. So we ask you some questions so we can learn about you and try to find some scholarships that are good fit for you. And the deadline for that is March 3rd. So that is also coming up pretty quick.
The scholarships vary in what amount here?
Oh, sometimes they're $250. Sometimes they can pay up to full tuition. And that one scholarship application,
that must be a heck of an essay to get full tuition.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's, you know, there are scholarships that can pay full tuition. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes that one scholarship application can make you eligible for multiple scholarships.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you are interested in agriculture and you're from the particular county and some other, you know, you're top of your class, you may be eligible for several scholarships based on what you've done in the past.
And I would think right now you're looking at a lot of seniors about ready to graduate or in that process. Families trying to find extra money to help pay for scholarships, whether it's books, room and board, so on and so forth. It's got to be in high demand right about now, isn't it?
Now is a prime time to be applying for aid for the fall terms. So, yeah, that's why it's important to go ahead and fill out your FAFSA now, as well as apply to our foundation if you're planning on coming to Lincoln Land. Another good thing about the scholarships is that some of them are renewable, so you could qualify for $250, you know, if that's the amount of your scholarship, not just for one semester, but each term that you're with Lincoln Land, if you maintain a good grade point average and continue to meet the qualifications for that scholarship. So over the time that you're with us, that $250 can add up.
One good thing that I've noticed, I've done a couple senior nights with the Hillsborough High School, and you get an idea about where the students are going. You're starting to see a lot more. I don't know if this is just a trend in Montgomery County or a trend in general. You're starting to see a lot more of these kids when they graduate high school going to a community college first. I guess I don't know if it's to get their feet wet, to get the gen eds done, but you're starting to see a lot more students taking that route before they go to SIUE or EIU or something along those lines. That's a pretty good trend, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I mean, I think we all kind of know that, you know, times are tough right now, and you can get the same education for your first 2 years at a community college as you can at a university or a four-year institution. It's a great value. So, and there are some guidelines that it's called the Illinois Articulation Agreement or Initiative that guarantees that the classes that you take at Lincoln Land will transfer to some upper-level institutions, state universities within the state of Illinois. So, yeah, it's great.
Let's warm things up here, because you guys are like two seasons ahead. We're already talking spring.
Yes.
We're not done with winter. But now, open registration for summer and fall. you can't let us get out of winter first.
No, we're always thinking ahead. Always thinking ahead.
Next thing you're going to tell me, Christmas is right around the corner again.
Well, no.
Okay.
We'll probably have Christmas stuff out in the retail shops any day now, it seems like.
That'll be by Old Settler. Open registration for summer and fall will begin on April 30, end of April. So that'll be around here.
It'll be in two weeks? Oh, yeah. 2 weeks. Cross fingers. Uh-huh. Move the calendar up.
Talk with us about that.
Well, as Tisha mentioned earlier, our fall summer classes start in June and our fall classes in August. But we always want to make sure there's a reason why our class schedules, I go to every single household in Lincoln-Lands District. It's called the Forward because mm-hmm. they're always looking ahead. We always know people are planning. I've had students contact me and say, hey, what classes should I take for the fall? And I'm like, whoa, settle down. Let's make sure you're successful in these classes.
Let's get you through this fall first before you worry about next fall. Right.
So, but the Forward should be delivered to Lincoln-Land District households probably the end of March, beginning of April, depending on, you know, kind of mail and weather and those type of things. But keep a lookout for that. And once you get that in the mail, that's kind of your clue to give Lincoln-Land a call and schedule your advising appointment with us. And if you are a new student, then we do have you go through a new student orientation because college is a lot different than high school. There's different expectations for students, different expectations for faculty. And we also, if you've been in the workplace for a while, we want to make sure that you transition well to college. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have the orientation that's mandatory for all new students.
One thing I'm looking at this list here, if you think about a student going into college, that's their first real opportunity of being by themselves, mm-hmm. getting to know Ameren, getting to know water, getting to know the utilities and paying for your bills. Mm-hmm. One of the things is transitioning to college because first time away probably from parents, depending on the situation and where they go. First time paying bills, so you got paying for college, you got paying for stuff like that. I mean, this is, I guess, grow up 101 almost, isn't it?
Yeah, you could call that grow up 101. Maybe we'll tagline that on our next orientation.
I'll let you use it. Okay. We'll trademark it. So.
Good. But, you know, we are here to help students, and every student is different. So we work a lot of times one-on-one with students mm-hmm. because their situation may be different from the student sitting right next to them in orientation. So we want to help that particular student be successful. And whether that is, you know, if they're still living at home with their parents or if they're transitioning to living on their own as well mm-hmm. because that comes some challenges as well.
Absolutely. New courses are coming for the summer and fall. Mm-hmm. Talk with us about that.
Well, for summer, we're offering violence and criminal behavior and introduction to philosophy. Those are both courses that we've not offered in the summer at Lincoln-Land in Litchfield. Now, in the fall, we're going to follow up the violence and criminal behavior course with the introduction to corrections course. So if someone's on a criminal justice track, those would be perfect courses for them to take. We're also very happy that we're going to be able to offer for the first time at Lincoln-Land in Litchfield a Fundamentals of Computer-Aided Drafting course. So we're excited. You know, it kind of seems like a hot career right now. So hopefully we can make that go, and we're happy to have it. We are also offering social problems and abnormal psychology in the fall at Lincoln-Land in Litchfield, which are new to us for the fall term.
One thing that I've noticed past go-arounds looking at the schedule here, you always hit the niche here on what's popular in this area. And if you look at Montgomery County as a whole, and I'll even extend it to Macoupin County a little bit, healthcare, mm-hmm. the health mm-hmm. industry is always predominant. Public service, police work, fire departments, always in demand. Mm-hmm. Construction is in demand. And also you've got agriculture. So you kind of hit the niche at every facet of the game, don't you?
Yeah, we try. Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, we listen to our students when they come in and they tell us what they're interested in. We try to build, you know, courses that they can take here in Litchfield instead of, you know, maybe having to drive far from those. And, you know, computer-aided drafting was something that seemed to be something our students wanted. So we went ahead and put that on the books, and hopefully they'll take advantage of it.
Right. And also, not to interrupt, some of the local employers have also asked for certain classes like computer-aided drafting, because that's a way for them to help their employees with, you know, personal and professional development, as well as the employee to bring something back to the workplace as well.
How easy is it to determine, and we've never talked about this, when you deal like classwork and what Lincoln Land could offer or may not offer. Obviously, with CSI and that, a lot of interest with these kids are now forensic science. How do you make that call saying, okay, wait a minute, this is just a fad, let it go for a little bit and let's see if it picks up? How do you determine when interest is basically a fad of the times, or if there's legs behind this and this could go?
Right. Well, Lincoln Land's definitely smart about that. We have advisory boards that we go to for those type of things. We have advisory board for the Litchfield-Hillsborough area, as well as the other education service areas. And we also have advisory boards for particular majors and degrees as well. So if we, you know, we're talking to people in the biology area or the CSI kind of area, and they're saying, well, really, you know, looking at demand, you know, people aren't retiring, or it's not, there's not going to be a lot of job growth, then that's something that Lincoln Land, we will not pursue in there. But if it's something, you know, we've added surgical tech, we've added some other health occupations over the last couple of years, that's something that's come out of those advisory boards and our conversations with local employers.
Let's switch up. I know Lincoln Land is used quite a bit for community events, and you've got quite a few on the horizon.
We do. Today, actually this week, is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. So we want to we want to give a shout out to a good old Honest Abe. We are having some Lincoln silhouette cookies at our college today. And we are also having a Lincoln log competition. And yes, we like to do things like that. So Lincoln
Log
Competition, that's how we roll.
That's how you roll.
Yeah, and we're also having a Lincoln essay contest, and that's really for people to kind of talk about someone in their life who resembles some of the qualities and characteristics of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
And the essay contest does come with some, you know, pretty nice prizes, some Lincoln Land Bookstore gift certificates that people can use for the textbooks. So we encourage people to fill that out as well.
You have a blood drive coming up on February 18th. That's from 10 until 2:30. That's pretty much self-explanatory there.
Yes.
The weatherization class, good news on that front. That's sold out. That's good. Or that's filled up.
Our third class was, it was full when we started, so that is wonderful. And we do have a fourth class scheduled. It does begin Monday, March 17th. But we do need people to, if you're possibly interested, to give us a call sooner than later. Because what we'll do is we'll sign you up for an orientation that's on March 4th. Because we will be gone for spring break for a week, so we want to get you in and talk to you before spring break. So people can call 324-2090 if they are interested in the weatherization program.
You have a hootenanny coming up in on March.
Yeah. Ken Bradbury and Barry Cloyd with Hootenanny will be hitting the LLCC Auditorium stage on Sunday, March the 23rd from 2 to 4. They have great reviews. They're actually from the Jacksonville area. They're going to entertain our guests with musical songs, and I guess they have some pretty lively personalities from what I understand. Tickets can be purchased in advance for $10, and they're $12 at the door. So we hope to have a large turnout for that. I think it's going to be a good time.
And then, of course, you guys sometimes work with the U of I Extension Office, and you guys have a couple of events coming your way that will help out with the Extension Office.
Yeah. Saturday, February 22nd from 8 to noon, the U of I Extension, they'll be having a natural landscapes workshop, and it'll feature educational sessions that'll help you learn new horticultural ideas, insights, and techniques. And that cost is $10, which includes the keynote presentation, and you also get to go to some additional sessions for that. And you can contact U of I Extension to reserve your space. And then on Saturday, April 5th, from 8:30 to 12:30, there's the Putting Small Acreage to Work. And it'll focus on a variety of topics to help people who have a few acres learn ways they can put them to use. Last year, I know they had some beekeeping, and they had some just really other neat ideas that maybe you haven't thought of before, and kind of take you from, you know, A to Z, how to get those implemented at your location.
And one thing I'm always impressed with the campus in Litchfield, how often you guys are used. Mm-hmm. I know upcoming elections, I don't think you guys will be used this go around, but especially when the mayoral elections are around, in that the auditorium's always used mm-hmm. for a debate. Blood drives, we mentioned, you guys are always used. Festival of Trees, mm-hmm. you're used for that. I mean, you guys help out the community of Litchfield quite a bit. And I think it's more than what people actually realize that you guys are being used for.
Yeah, we love it when we have guests come out there, because we want to make sure people feel comfortable coming out there, because it is in the middle of an industrial park. Sometimes people can see us off the interstate but mm-hmm. not realize how to kind of get back there. So we love it when we have groups come out, and that way you can tour our facilities and also maybe get some information about either you coming back to college or maybe a friend or family member, and get some information and kind of have a takeaway from that event.
Just sounds like things are going really well out at the Litchfield campus, and keep it moving forward. That's a good deal out there. And I guess, like we mentioned earlier, it's set in stone in my mind. You guys have really hit a niche, because you do have a lot of students that are graduating, that are attending your college, attending Lincoln Land, to get their feet wet, to mm-hmm. get the gen eds done. So you must be doing something right.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have, you know, the students that we have. And it's such a great transition from the kids in this area, you know, because going to college is it's a huge change in life. And, you know, we can kind of be a stepping stone, especially when some of our adjunct instructors are the same teachers that the students have had in high school. So, mm-hmm. you know, Greg Matthews, Ron Diebender, Dennis Scobie.
Mr. D.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're already familiar with their styles, and it just helps that transition, you know, kind of helps you ease into it instead of just cold feet. So
I heard Mr. D's a stickler on writing.
Yeah.
He's a writing teacher.
He's supposed to be, Tobin. You know, if you use a colon, it should have been a semicolon. You're going to get
He calls me out on that all the time. Uh-huh. I think I need to sit in his class a couple
days. I hope he's not listening, but I'm sure I'll hear about it later on. Leslie, Tisha, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests once again, Leslie Johnson and Tisha Miller from Lincoln Land Community College. Next week, Sandy Lighthizer will be our guest. Till then, so long.